So we are running now with world champion Dipali, and it would be very interesting to know what she feels about this race. She's coming every day. Why, Dipali?
I come to the 3100 mile race every day because I feel it's very important to have a disciple physical presence here. I actually would like to go to the mic on Wednesday night and tell the story. When I ran a 1,000-mile race many years ago, a guard pulled in. And this guard said to me, actually he didn't say to me anything, he stood there with a smile. He didn't know whether to clap, I think, he didn't know what to do. So the week or two passed that I ran this 1,000-mile race. And I remembered that guard, and actually that guard came up to me a few weeks after that 1,000-mile race, and he said to me, you know, I didn't know what to do when I pulled in. I didn't know whether to smile, clap, cheer, anything. And I said back to the guard, you know, just the fact that you came, your physical presence was present at my race, at the race, at this 1,000-mile, 1,300, 700-mile race, was so important to me. And I wanted to convey that to him, and I said, you know what else, that when a runner's running, they can never always outwardly thank you, because when you're going around on that loop, you have to have concentration as a runner, and you have to have determination. Sometimes the loop can be very difficult, sometimes it's easy, but the amount of effort that goes into it, it's hard for a runner to express. So, going back to the point, you're asking me why am I here? I think what I'm trying to say is, as a runner, sister, as a spectator of your historical 3100 mile runner, I know what I'm supposed to do. I know that when I come here, I'm supposed to inspire you as you are to inspire me. I think it's very mutual. There's a very strong oneness. We are all Guru's disciples. We embody Guru's consciousness.
Wow.
And when I come here, you give to me as I give to you.
Wow.
And I feel that's the most important thing, that you're manifesting something so powerful, and that I appreciate it, I admire it. I will never do this 3100 mile race. Never. I'm a spectator of this incredible achievement in your life, and I honor it and will always honor it.
Wow, what an answer. As I am spectator on overseas on your historic 6-day race, 6-day run.
So it's the same thing, you don't always have to be there. The heart power we do as supporters is the most strongest point or part of a disciple life. That we are trying to realize God through our hearts. So if you offer your heart to these runners here, everybody on this blog who is listening, offer your heart power wherever you are, or all over the world. We will feel it, they will feel it, they're going to feel it. Because we're spiritual people. And I could feel it when I was running my 6-day race. People were sending in their applause, support. It was so felt by my heart. But how do you think I achieved that? It was everybody's participation. Guru was leading us to, you know, a self-transcendent goal, but it was everybody's achievement. And
yeah,
so again,
very common feeling, because I also, many times when the race is quite good for me, I feel that it's due to many support, hard support from around the globe.
Absolutely.
And of course Guru. So when the race seems to be like easy, I immediately double my gratitude, because I know that something's happening inwardly.
Yes, absolutely.
Because that's possible. So yeah, very common feeling. And I remember last year you were cordially invited to Australian Harmony Run, and you didn't come because you felt that your presence here is more important.
Like,
and to me it was like, wow, such an inspiration.
Thank you. did you hear? Well, there's a lot of inspiration.
Yeah, you know, towns from all over the world.
But I will always come here because it's Guru's race. We're all brothers and sisters. And I feel a very strong pull to come here. If I don't come here every day, I feel something's missing from my day. Because I receive from this race as much as we give to the race. It's very important. The dynamic energy, the courageous spirit, your courageous and heroic effort, as Guru said, will permeate the whole universe for centuries to come. This is not just a certain time and space. This is the history.
Wow.
Absolutely. When people look back on these races, the Sri Chinmoy races, they will say, these disciples are proving their master consciousness. Absolutely. We're not just doing... No, we are. It's the history. We can only live in the present. We should. Guru said we shouldn't think of the future. That's an insult to the disciple. You have to live the present. But meanwhile, while you're living the present, you're creating a history. And that history, like I said, is through universal consciousness. And we are the direct disciples. So we have the golden opportunity to prove Guru's vision, his manifestation of light. And like Guru's writing said, one day somebody will be walking along the street and they'll suddenly feel this dynamic, like you said, inspired feeling. It's written inside one of the campers there. And Guru talks that they won't know where it'll come from, but it comes from your positive energy, your determination to come here every day at 6 and go home between 11 and 12. And to do that for 2 months in the hottest months in New York in this little concrete block that most people would never have taken up a challenge to run around. But that's what I admire. You go, you go, you go, and every day new hurdles come, but these heroic runners, 3,100 mile runners, are accomplishing their task. So I thank you for your question, and I think maybe, you're all amazing.
Yeah, maybe one question more, because many people are interested about your feeling, about your record in the race. How was it? How was it possible? What your impression?
Well, it's a good time to offer this because I wrote something to Pradeep. We wanted to put it into Inspiration Sunday.
Very good.
Unfortunately, it won't go in the next edition, but I hope to have it in one of the editions because I feel that he asked me about 6 questions.
Uh-huh.
And in those questions, they were very profound questions. He asked me what was the most memorable part of the race in that 6-day world record. And I said that the last 12 hours, because I became a soul.
Wow.
I physically had lost a lot of power around 3 or 4 in the morning earlier. My stomach decided to switch off and I lost power in my legs and my whole being. All my helpers were expressing concern. One of them, Franek and my dear friend, had to go hide in the van because he saw my deteriorating physical. I was collapsing almost, but I felt was compelled, and the word comes back to me even now while we're talking, a compelled feeling not to give up. And I had an incredible competitor, a lady from Tucson, Arizona, named Pam Reed, an excellent runner. Pam Reed was trying to break my world record, and I guess I was trying to break my world record too.
Mm-hmm.
And between us, we were both pushing, and during the night, I had a dramatic lean to my right. I did not even know. And that lean was causing me a lot of, pain. And people thought I was just tired from not having any nighttime sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed up all night. But it was beyond that. And I just felt Guru saying to me, this is what life's all about, Dipali. We are souls.
Wow.
And if you can now prove that you can go on, and I can use you, and you be my divine instrument, and let's continue on. And when I hit 5, I must say, when I hit 5, my record was 5:10 3/4. When I hit 5:11, I had such overwhelming gratitude that I couldn't even believe I'd become, I'd gotten to that point. And I went on to do 5:13 3/4 miles, 3 1/4 miles, bettering. And being 50, I love the feeling of saying, Guru's philosophy, age is in the mind. I did that record 8 years ago.
Wow.
And
8 years?
I was 42 at the time.
Wow.
So 8 years later, I'm bettering.
You're now even younger.
Yeah, I just felt really like, wow, here, you know, and I actually felt like I could have done 520 if I hadn't had this really strong stomach issue 2 days before. Mm-hmm. But you can always say yes, but I had a strong prediction it was going to be 513. My brother felt it, panicked about it. There were some stories that I wrote in the questions. There was four things that happened before the race that it was a prediction it was 513. So even Utpal asked me on day four or five, what number would you like to see on the board? And I said, 513. So when it manifested, I was crumbling with absolute soul's joy because Guru just proved that he is with us, he's running in through us, and this gentle rain came down as the record was broken. And I felt Guru was the blessing on all of us. I mean, anyone that toes the line in any of these multi-day races, they're not easy, but as I look at you guys, you make it look easy, and you come around here day after day, no matter what comes your way. We won't call them, we call them discomforts and challenges, but the goal is never give up. Guru's proven. 3,100 miles will be on that board for every one of you in a few weeks.
Wow.
And you know, there's
so much inspiration in the party. Thank you.
Well, as I said, I know Guru has not left us. He is with us, and sometimes I feel Guru's presence out here the most. That's why I come 2 or 3 times a day, because I want to receive the blessings with you. And I love to tell that God story, because as a runner and as a spectator, I'd love everyone to know that their presence out here is needed. And so for those people who can come here and paint and just stand there with a smile, or offer you some special treats, or just stand there. Don't say anything. Just come and just offer your soulful presence. That's more than enough.
Do you know the exact name of your God?
The name of my what, say?
The God that came.
Of my God.
That's your story. Okay.
When something came.
So thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. It's 2006, you were all sitting here with Guru, and Guru would say, now will you run next year, Abhichal? Will you run next year? I was videoing, I was sitting very close to Guru. And that night I was feeling like, wow, Guru's never told me to do it, seeing going at this point for 10 years. So I asked Guru, I said, Guru, and many people say to me, oh, Dipali next year, you, Dipali next year. That 2006 evening I had an opportunity, I said, Guru, would you like me to run the 3,100 mile race? I'm just asking. And Guru immediately turned to me with his hand up, no, no, no. So I know. And I was grateful I asked, because I love running, and 1,000 miles has always been pretty much the distance only for me to go. I've run 2,000 miles, about 12,700s and 30 multi-days, but I've never run beyond 1,000, and I'm grateful I know that that is my distance.
I guess last year you said that you had a feeling that all multi-day runners are chosen.
Yeah.
Like, it's a destiny.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It's not like occasion.
No.
Occasionally, it's like long ago decided already.
I think so. It has to be, because you're representing, like I said, what goes into the universal consciousness. And you have to, when you come out here, be very surrendered to your heart, open power. You have to be. Like I said, you make it look easy. But it's a very challenging mind expression experience out here. You first week I noticed you were all looking at the physical really, really takes over. It's been hard in the race. The physical, like the boss of you out here the first week, you see it. And I know that experience.
Yeah.
And then after a week, 2 weeks come into this race, finally there's a flow. And everything says, all right. Okay, now we're doing 3,100 miles. We're ready.
Now Guru is playing.
Yeah, it's like...
I had one like a talk very interesting 2 days ago, my baby. We already running for 24 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
24 days.
Oh, come
on. Okay. I just.
Yeah.
Oh, already.
You tell me. I know.
So, yeah, one thought came to me that actually we are very have very small awareness of what's happening here.
Yeah.
I even would say we are unconscious.
Yeah.
Of how it works.
I think so.
Just we know that we have to cry for Guru's compassion, for Guru's presence, for His will. We have to pray for determination, for protection, and that's it. And the thought was, actually, the progress, the personal progress or collective progress, is a conscious thing. And as if we are not so much aware of how it works and how it's happening here, I thought that Guru using these runners